This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. In a stop in Boston today, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions condemned the mass shooting in Pittsburgh. Sessions made the comments during an address to the Boston Lawyers Chapter of the Federalist Society. That's a nationwide conservative legal organization. As WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reports, some religious leaders from the Boston area confronted Sessions during the event.
Sessions was just beginning his remarks when Will Green, a Methodist minister from Andover, stood up and confronted him. Green challenged the Trump administration's hardline immigration policy, referring to passages from the Bible as he confronted Sessions.
I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me.
Thank you for your comments.
And you did not visit me. Brother Jeff, as a fellow United Methodist, I call upon you to repent, to care for those in need.
Well, thank you for those remarks and attack, but I will just tell you we do our best every day to fulfill my responsibility to enforce the laws of the United States.
As police escorted Reverend Green out of the room, another minister, Daryl Hamilton of the First Baptist Church in Jamaica Plain, also confronted Sessions. Audience members shouted him down, and police led him out of the room as well. After that, Sessions was able to deliver his remarks, including a condemnation of the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh that killed 11 people.
This was not just an attack on the Jewish faith. It was an attack on all people of faith, an attack on America's values. It cannot and will not be tolerated.
Sessions' appearance at the Lawyers' Chapter of the Federalist Society was scheduled before the Pittsburgh massacre. He was here to talk about a key rallying cry for many conservatives, what they view as an assault by the left on religious freedom.
We've witnessed the ordeal still ongoing faced by the Colorado baker who simply doesn't want the government to force him to create art that offends his religious beliefs. Why don't they just leave him alone?
In that case, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission had ruled the baker had discriminated against a gay couple for refusing to bake their wedding cake. The baker argued it violated his religious beliefs, and the case went all the way to the Supreme Court, which sided in his favor and against Colorado. Sessions says the decision is one of many victories for conservatives. He said under President Trump, neutral umpiring in the courts is ascendant, while liberal activism is on the defensive.
It's a stunning reversal. Thanks to the president, President Trump, there are two more Federalist Society members of the United States Supreme Court.
Sessions says the Trump administration will continue to fight in the courts, and he promised, just like the Red Sox, they'll keep winning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.